Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly Amen intro in Ableton Live 12, aimed straight at that old-school jungle and D&B lane. The goal is not just to make something that sounds cool on its own. The goal is to make an intro that works in a set, gives a DJ a clean place to mix, and builds real tension before the drop. So think like this. Utility first, ear candy second. If the intro can beat match, phrase match, and hold attention without giving away the whole tune too early, then it's doing its job. And in jungle, that job is a big part of the vibe. We're aiming for a 16-bar intro, built in clear 4-bar phrases. That's important because D&B is phrase-driven. DJs need predictable structure, and dancers need the energy to rise in steps, not all at once. So we'll shape the intro like a conversation. Atmosphere first, then the break, then more movement, then a final tension pass that sets up the drop. Start by setting the tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a very classic old-school D&B zone. You can go a little faster or slower, but 172 is a great starting point. Then lay down locators at the key phrase points. Bar 1 for the intro start, bar 5 for the first break reveal, bar 9 for the tension lift, and bar 13 for the pre-drop or switch point. That gives you a clean roadmap before you start sound designing. Now let's build the core identity, the Amen break. Drag your Amen sample into simpler or, even better for control, into a drum rack. If you want the most flexibility, drum rack is the move because you can chop, edit, and process different parts of the break independently. Keep the source clean at first. Don't overcook it right away. If you need to time stretch, use warp carefully. Otherwise, try to keep the break as natural as possible. You can gently high pass it around 25 to 35 Hz if there's sub-rumble down there, and use utility if the break feels too wide or messy. A touch of saturator, maybe around 2 to 5 dB of drive, can add that crunchy old-school grit without destroying the transient shape. From there, create a few versions of the break. One version should feel a bit more open and raw. Another should be thinner and more filtered, almost ghost-like. And a third version can have a small fill or variation at the end of a phrase. That way, the intro has movement instead of a straight loop. A straight loop can work, but for this kind of jungle intro, it usually needs some personality. Now let's make the break feel alive. Put an auto filter on it and automate the cutoff so the early bars feel restrained, and the later bars open up more. You might start with the break low past around 180 to 500 Hz, then gradually open it towards 6 to 12 kHz as the intro develops. That movement is a huge part of the tension. After the filter, try a light saturator, then maybe glue compressor or drum bus to knit the break together. Use glue gently. We're not trying to squash the Amen flat. A couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough to make it feel more cohesive. If you want a slightly more digital, worn texture, add a little redux very subtly. Just a little. The idea is texture, not destruction. Groove matters too. Jungle lives and dies on feel. If the break is too grid tight, it loses that human swing. Use the groove pool or nudge a few notes manually so ghost hits don't feel robotic. Vary velocities on hats, snares, and ghost notes. The goal is to make the break feel like it's breathing, not just ticking. Now, don't forget the atmosphere. A great jungle intro is rarely just drums. It needs a world around it. Add a background layer like vinyl noise, room tone, a dark pad, a sampled stab, or a little field recording texture. Run it through EQ8 to cut the low end. Maybe high pass it around 120 to 250 Hz. Then use auto filter to keep it soft and reverb or echo to spread it out. Keep the atmosphere supportive, not dominant. It should frame the break, not fight it. A good arrangement move here is to let the first 4 bars be mostly atmosphere and ghosted drum energy. Then bars 5 to 8 can bring the break forward more clearly. Bars 9 to 12 can add more atmosphere movement and delay throws. And bars 13 to 16 can become the final tension zone before the drop. That kind of phrasing makes the intro feel intentional and DJ-friendly. Next, we bring in the bass tease. This is important. Tease the bass. Don't drop the full weight too early. In old-school jungle, the tension often comes from withholding the sub while hinting at what's coming. You can do this with wavy-able, operator, or even a resampled bass sample. Keep it short, centered, and controlled. A good bass tease might be just one note every 2 bars at first. Then later it can become a slightly more active response phrase. Use a low-pass filter so it stays shadowy. You might keep it somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz in the teaser stage, with a bit of saturation for character. If it's a res, treat it like pressure behind the break rather than a lead instrument. It should feel like the tune is waking up. Now for the FX. This is where the intro really starts to sound like a proper DJ tool. Use resampling to print your own transitions. Bounce a snare tail, a cymbal, or a short break fragment onto a new audio track, reverse it, and then place it before a phrase change. That can give you a great reverse cymbal style lift without sounding generic. You can also automate noise sweeps, filter openings, and little tape stop style moments. For example, automate a high-pass opening on a noise layer from about 500 Hz up to 10 kHz and let that rise into the next phrase. Or use a sudden filter cutoff and pitch dip on a resampled effects track to mimic a tape stop. These moves work best when they land at the end or start of a 4-bar block. That way, the phrasing stays clean. A really effective trick in jungle is silence. Even a tiny 1-beat dropout before an impact can make the next hit feel huge. So don't be afraid to leave little holes in the arrangement. Let the groove breathe. A half bar of space before the final setup can make the drop feel much bigger than if everything is constantly playing. When you arrange the full 16 bars, think like this. The first 4 bars are mostly about atmosphere and subtle movement. The next 4 bring in the amen a bit more clearly. The third 4 bars introduce the bass tees and some stronger effects tension. And the final 4 bars should feel like the track is getting ready to explode. Maybe add a small fill, maybe a snare flam, maybe a reversed hit, and then give the drop some room to land. Keep an eye on the mix while you do all of this. Atmosphere and effects can get muddy very quickly. Use EQ8 to carve low end out of non-bass elements. Use utility to keep the bass teaser centered and maybe even mono if needed. Keep the low end under control below 40 to 50 Hz in the intro, and watch for harsh buildup around 2.5 to 5 kHz, especially on cymbals and snare layers. Also, check the intro in mono once in a while. If it sounds exciting in stereo, but collapses in mono, you've probably got too much wide wash or too much facey low-mid content. In DNB, clarity hits harder than fog. A clean intro with good contrast will feel more powerful than a blurry one with lots of effects. Here is a useful mindset for the whole process. Automate movement in layers, not all at once. Open the break filter first, then later let the atmosphere widen or brighten, then later reveal the bass tees. If everything ramps up together, the intro just feels like it's getting louder. If each layer evolves on its own timeline, the intro feels like it's telling a story. And that's really the point. You're not just stacking sounds. You're building anticipation. You want the DJ to be able to mix it, but you also want the listener to feel the pressure rising. The intro should be functional, but it should also have personality. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the intro too full too early. Don't let FX mask the drum groove. Don't over-edit the amen until it loses its identity. Don't let sub-rumble pile up under the atmosphere. And don't place random effects everywhere just because they sound exciting in isolation. Every transition should feel like it belongs to the phrase. If you want to push this darker, lean into distortion as texture, not just loudness. A little saturator, a bit of redux, maybe some light overdrive on the background layer can make the whole intro feel older and rougher in a good way. Also, use contrast. A stripped bar can hit harder than a busy one, if the next bar answers with a sharper break stab or a bass fragment. If you're practicing this, try making a simple 4-bar DJ intro loop first. Load one amen into drum rock or simpler, make a filtered version and an open version. Add one atmosphere layer, and a bass tease note every 2 bars, and create one reverse cymbal or sweep. Then automate a low-pass opening across the 4 bars and listen to whether it feels like the start of a real jungle tune. If the first 2 bars feel almost too minimal and the last bar feels like it's about to explode, you're on the right track. Then take it further and build 3 variations. Make one version that is super clean and easy to mix into. Make another that's darker and more atmospheric. Make a third that has more break edits, more fills, and more tension for a harder drop-in. Using the same amen source for all 3 is a great exercise, because it teaches you how arrangement changes the emotional function of a loop. So remember the big picture: 4-bar phrasing, controlled low end, amen identity, atmosphere for world building, bass teasing for tension, and effects that support the arrangement instead of sitting on top of it. If you get those pieces working together, you'll have an intro that feels authentic, DJ ready, and properly jungle. All right, let's build it.